paragraph yutes, אבל זה הואמס שיסגל לעוז, אין שום מלך וסורף יוכל להשיגוי. That highest level of truth that's going to be revealed at that time, there's no angel in heaven, even the highest angels that are called the Seraphim, cannot achieve that. Rak ha-tzadikim amitim she'omdu banisoyim. It's only the true tzadikim who lived in this physical world and went through the tests that a human being has to go through in this physical world. At she'zochu legaloi so'emes mitoy choribui, to the point where they were able to sort out and identify the truth from among all this multitude, mitoy zeh ha'olam hagashmi, from within this physical world, Sheshom Haribui, we have all of these many choices, Shehu Rochoik Me'echod Betachlis, which is the furthest thing from one. In this world, you know, the amount of diversity and choices and everything is the furthest thing possible from oneness. Ukishemegalin Ho'emes Kan, when a human being succeeds in realizing, in identifying the truth, in this place, in this joint, in this world, miskarvin l'Hashem yisborach betachles ha'iskarvus. That person gets close to Hashem with the ultimate degree of closeness, shebishvil zeh nivra ha'koel kanal, which is the real purpose for which Hashem created everything, not just this world, but even the angels, everything was created for the sake of us human beings being tested in this physical world with all of this diversity, and for those few who are going to be privileged to make the right choice, you know, to realize the right decision. V'alkein, and this is why we had in that medrash that we quoted earlier, that gam hamalochim shenikroim emes, even the angels who were called angels of truth, when Hashem wanted to create the world and he consulted with the angels, and the angels of truth said, don't create man, Shemidosam emes, even those angels whose quality is truth, Gamheim lo yochlu lohovin ulahasig amkuz daito yisborach. They couldn't even realize what Hashem's real intention was, what Hashem really, really wanted. Alkein kitrigu al b'riyas Adam. That's why they spoke against the creation of man. V'alkein omar emes, and that's why the angel of truth said, lo yibore, don't create him. Why? Ki af al pi shemidosay emes, because even though the quality of that particular angel was truth, af al pi kein lo yoyoyochoy lahasig amkuz daitoy, lahasig amitas emes, still, that angel could not realize Hashem's truth, the highest level of truth. Within truth, there are different levels. And that angel couldn't realize the highest level of truth, sheyizku hatzadikim basoif, which the tzadikim are zeicher to get to at the end, al yedei sheyamdu benisoyin ba'alma deshikra daika, by them going through, passing all of their tests in this false world, in this oilam hasheker, V'alkein omar ho'emes al yibore. That's why the angel of truth said, don't go ahead with the creation of man. Ki ho'emes ro, shetekev shi'anivra ho'odom, yizgaber ha'sheker. Because the angel of truth saw and understood that as soon as Hashem creates man, that's when the trouble is going to start. That's when sheker is going to come in. That's when two lines later, the snake is saying, Hashem said that? Oh, he didn't say that. No, he never said that. Hashem said, don't touch the tree. Who said? Look, he pushed her into the tree. Look, nothing happened, you see? So if you eat from the tree, nothing's going to happen either. That all began when Hashem created the trees, everything was quiet, no problem. The minute he created man, trouble, all kinds of trouble, all kinds of, including sheker. V'alkein lo yoyoyochoy lizboil shi'anivra. That's why the angel of truth couldn't handle having man created. Ki ho'emes eino yochoy lizboil hasheker. Because truth can't stand falsehood. And that's why there are some religious people, in quotes, that when they see a non-religious person or a less religious person, they don't want to have anything to do with it. Can't, what do you mean? I'm right, he's wrong. I'm good, I'm religious, he's not religious. So we have nothing to do with each other, chas v'shalom. Avol be'emes, but the truth is, gam hamalochim hanikroim emes, to bozeh. These angels, who are called truth, were mistaken in this. Because even though their intention was good, was proper, was truth, they couldn't realize the highest level of truth. Because for a being to realize, to get to the highest level of truth, the only way you can do that is by living in this physical world with a body and being tested. In Mei Sharim, they say no pain, no gain, right? A person, there are certain things we know that you can't achieve without certain things. No matter who you are, no matter how smart you are, the only way you're going to do it. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is clarifying for us that for a person to get to real, true understanding of Hashem and true understanding of truth, the only way that can be achieved is by being put in a situation of good and bad and right and wrong and having to fight your way and having to come to identify it. Just like we know that there are certain things in business and other things that there's no way you can get it without first falling, making mistakes. You have to make certain mistakes, and those mistakes get you to realize, to understand, you know, certain things that you wouldn't have known otherwise. This is why the Medrash says that Hashem took the angel of truth and threw him down to the earth, threw him down. Which means Hashem distanced that truth from himself. Because Hashem does not choose that kind of truth. Even though the angel meant well, even though his intention was truth, still, that's not the truth that Hashem is really looking for. They weren't zeche to realize the real truth of Hashem's deepest intentions because they weren't in this physical world. And those angels didn't go through the process of sorting out the truth from all kinds of sheker and all kinds of tests and difficulties and diversity. That's why Hashem said, take the truth and throw it down. Loretz means to the ground. Oretz also means to earth. Throw that angel down on earth. Because that itself is how you fix up the truth. A person has a child, the Zohar HaKadosh gives a moshel about a king who was getting close to his end, and he had a son, and he loved his son very, very much, and he respected him a lot, but he didn't know if the son is really qualified to handle the responsibility of running a kingdom. What do you mean he didn't know? He saw the son doing all kinds of good things and sweet things and wonderful things, wasn't convinced. The king went ahead and hired a woman. And he hired this woman to test his son, without telling the son, obviously. And the king made it very worth her while. And he told her, you do everything you can, everything in the world you can, to get him to fall. And the king knew that if his son makes it through, that show he'll be qualified then. Then he's gotten to the truth. Then he has the ability to sort out right from wrong, good from bad. He has the ability to see between quick pleasure, making a quick buck, versus major success, that kind of thing. So that's why this angel of truth was thrown down to the earth, because that's its tikkun. Shal yedei sheyushlach ha'emes ad la'aretz, by the truth being hurled down to the ground, to the earth, as the pasuk says, "V'tash lechem esarzo, aydeze daiko yizbarer v'yizdake choemes." That's how the truth will be sorted out and purified, al yedei tzadike emes, by the true tzadikim who go through incredible, difficult tests in this world and they pass the tests. V'oz daiko yizgale choemes haboror, and that's when the real, pure truth will be revealed. Whereby they get to understand Hashem's true intentions and everything, מה שלא יהיו באפשר בשום אופן להשיג, כשהיו אמס למעלה בעולמו סליונים, which was not possible whatsoever in any way when the truth was upstairs in the spiritual worlds, floating around with the angels, with everything being peaches and cream. That's what the truth couldn't be brought out in full clarity. Sheshom ein shum sheker klal. There's no lies at all. There's no falsehood at all. So again, the truth that's brought forth from there hasn't really proven itself to be truth. It's when truth is thrown in the mud, when it's encircled with all kinds of competition and everything, and then the truth is able to be brought forth from there, that's the real, real truth. Ki gam midas ho'emes bi'atzmoi eino yochi lahasig oisi yisborach, kim al yidei sheyoyred ho'emes loze ho'ilom u'mizbar al yidei tzidganam. Because even what we call truth itself cannot perceive Hashem's true intentions without coming down to this world and being sorted out by the tzaddikim. V'al kein tekef shomu malach yashoros mo'ata mevaze tachsis shaloch. And this is why when the angels came back to Hashem and said, Hashem, what are you doing? What are you insulting your special insignia? Your seal is truth. What are you taking your seal and throwing it into the, rejecting it? Tale emes min horetz. Let's pick up the truth from the ground. That's what they said to Hashem. Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu imohem. And the Medrash says, Hashem said, okay, pick them up. Kemuvon b'medrash hanal, as is brought in the Medrash. What is that all about? Ki gam kavonas Hashem izborach betchilo hoyo lazeh. Because this was Hashem's intention from the beginning. Sheyanishlacho emes l'oretz. That truth should be sent away. It should be thrown down to earth. Sherochoik ma'oid mehoemes. This place of earth, which is the furthest thing from truth. There are signs, invisible signs, on every street in this world that say sheker. Oilam ha-sheker. This world is called the world of falsehood. Kishom horibui. Because in this world is we have the plentifulness, the many choices, all the different choices. Sheshom achizas hasheker moed, where falsehood is very prevalent. Veshom daiko yizbarer hoemes al yidei tzadikim. And it's within all of this falseness and falsehood that the tzadikim have the ability to bring out the most beautiful truth, the ultimate truth. Vaydeze tale hoemes min oretz betachles hashlemus. And that's when the truth will come forth from this world. The truth will shine forth from this world in the highest level of perfection. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, emes me eretz titzmoch, that the truth will sprout forth, will come forth from eretz, from this lowest place. Shein nitzmoch v'nizgadel ho emes beyoyser, the truth will really blossom forth and shine forth from this world in a much more beautiful way and on a much higher level than when it was originally upstairs in the spiritual worlds. Va'oz ye nishlam ho'emes, that's when the truth will be perfected. V'yasigu ho'emes la'amitoi, and that's when the ultimate truth, the highest level of truth, will be achieved. V'kanizkar la'el, as was mentioned earlier.